Hello children, so we meet again this time with the third module of reported speech. So this will be the last and final module. In the first and the second module, we had seen how different sentences and different dialogues are converted into reported speech. We had especially seen WH questions being reported into statements. Okay, now let's see, in this particular module we are going to see those sentences which don't have WH, okay, how they are converted. So those questions are called yes or no questions using can, are, is, okay, and then imperative sentences, okay, commands, sit there, stand, shut the door, and then declarative statements, I am feeling hungry. Such kind of sentences are going to be converted into reported speech. Now let us see how these direct speech sentences are converted into reported speech and what we should keep in mind. Okay, now look at the following example, it will help you. Children, as I told you earlier, please open your PPTs. Okay, well, if you open the PPTs, listen to this along with the PPT, it will become much clearer because I am following the PPT and giving you this class. Okay, taking this class for you. Now look at the following example. As I told you previously, even here I have taken a clipping from the lesson Gopal and the Hilsa Fish from the comic. This time it is a dialogue of the king. As I told you, yes or no questions. Those questions which don't have WH. Okay, so what is a king asking? He is asking the courtier. Remember in the story, the courtier comes into the court all excited and starts discussing about the price of the Hilsa Fish and how people were catching a large number of Hilsa Fish. So the king gets very angry because everybody is talking only about the Hilsa. And then he roars in anger and he says, are you a courtier or a fisherman? He says, isn't it? So as I told you, imperative sentences, commands, okay? So this is the king's question here. But there can be no answer for this. The king said angrily, are you a courtier or a fisherman? Now how do you convert it into reported speech? The conversion will be like this. Children, remember, we'll remove the question mark is removed, speech marks are removed. The king angrily asked the courtier if he was a fisherman or a courtier. I told you we prefer using if instead of whether, because whether, the spelling is pretty confusing. You'll all write the climate weather spelling, W-E-A-T-H-E-R. So avoid that. Use if. The king angrily asked the courtier if he was a fisherman or a courtier. Okay, the king said angrily, are you a courtier or a fisherman? So are, okay, because it does not begin with WH, it begins with the verb are. We have added the word if, okay, and the how is the tone angry? So we added the reporting verb angrily asked, not simply asked. How did he ask? Angrily asked. The king angrily asked the courtier if he was a fisherman or a courtier. You can also say roared. The king roared and asked the courtier if he was a fisherman or a courtier. Okay, so that is one example. Let's look at three more. Few more examples with yes or no questions. Yes or no questions means those sentences that don't begin with WH. Okay, Preeta said to Sam, can you lend me your pen? Okay, so what did Preeta say to Sam? Can you lend me your pen? So can begins the question and question mark, inverted commas. Now let us see how to report it. Preeta asked Sam if he could lend her his pen. As I told you, can becomes could, and we added if because this is not a WH question. Asked is the reporting verb. Preeta asked Sam if he could lend her his pen. You could also say requested, children. Okay, requested Sam if he could lend her his pen, or Preeta requested Sam to lend her his pen. There are two or three ways to write the same sentence, report the same one. Look at the second sentence. Siraj said to Joe, okay, what did she say? May I take this book? So she's asking politely. It's a polite request, isn't it? May I take this book? So remember all those things which I told you in the first module, the conversions, okay, how demonstrative verbs are converted, how demonstrative words are converted. May I take this book? May'll be changed, I'll be changed, this will be changed. Let's see how it is converted. Siraj requested Joe. Remember, requested Joe if he could take that book. Okay, so don't forget, Siraj requested Joe if he could take that book. Now let us look at the third sentence. Simran said to Lalit, will it become dark when we reach home? So this is again a question without WH. It starts with will. Will becomes would, remember. Okay, don't forget such things. Simran said to Lalit, will it become dark when we reach home? So let's see how it is reported. Simran asked Lalit, again asked here. Okay, Simran is asking Lalit, Lalit, if, we added if, it would become dark when they reached home. We becomes they. Reach becomes reached. Remember that backshift method, reach, reached, had reached. So reach becomes reached. Okay, Simran asked Lalit if it would become dark when they reached home. So children, don't forget to remember how the conversions are done, how the changes happen. Okay. Let's look at the next question. Reporting imperative sentences or commands. Now, all these are taken from your textbook. Two of them are taken from your textbook. Children, as I told you, keep your PPTs open and then listen to the audio. In the first sentence, the king is again very angry and he's just used two words. Stop it, he said. Now, stop it is a dialogue. So, how do we report stop it? The king said to the courtier, stop it. Because what was the courtier doing? He was going on talking about the Hilsa fish. So the king said, stop it. Now, stop it is our sentence, children. It is an imperative command sentence. So let us report it. The king commanded the courtier to stop talking about the Hilsa fish. Command, you see. So there is nothing else to report here. So you convert it into a statement like this. The king commanded the courtier to stop talking about the Hilsa fish. Let's look at the second one. In the second one, the king says, the king said to the guard, bring that man to me at once. Remember that man is our hero Gopal. That man, okay? The king said to the guard, bring that man at once. It's a command. So let's see how we are going to report this. The king ordered. It's an imperative sentence, right? Here the reporting verb is ordered. The king ordered the guard to bring that man immediately. At once will become immediately. Okay, now let's see the third sentence. In the third sentence, it's taken from a comic. Now here the wife is telling the husband, she's ordering him something. The wife said to her husband, go to the tiger and tell him I am bringing the cow. Go, she said. She ordered her husband to go. So let's see how it is reported. The woman ordered her husband to go to the tiger and tell him that she was bringing the cow. I am bringing becomes she was bringing. I becomes she. Okay, said to, see the tone, go to the tiger. So ordered. That it's so easy, children. You just need to know what to change. Okay, these are imperative sentences. Let us see a few more. So we have three sentences here. One, two from the textbook, Gopal and the Hilsa fish, and one from a comic. Now you have three more sentences, children, in the next clipping, and all the three are from different comics. The first one is from a Panchatantra comic. So a monkey and an elephant. Now the monkey says to the elephant, the monkey said to the elephant, I am small and weak, my friends tease me. Now that is a declarative sentence. It is not a command. It is just a statement. The monkey is telling the elephant, see, I am very weak. So the monkey is just giving a statement. What did the monkey say? I am small and weak. My friends tease me. Now let's see the report, how it is reported. The monkey told the elephant that he was small and weak, and that, we are adding to another sentence using and, that his friends teased him. Tease me becomes teased him. Remember, V1, a verb in the first, V1 becomes V2. Okay, children? Now, let us look at the second one. It's from Supandi. I'm sure you all read Tinkle, and Supandi is one of your favorite characters. He's such a stupid boy. So, this is about Supandi visiting a doctor. So, let's see what the doctor tells Supandi. The doctor said to Supandi, this is a very strong antibiotic. Okay, so he gives a medicine to Supandi. The doctor informed Supandi that the medicine was a very strong antibiotic. Okay, so that is how it is reported. Very easy. You just observe it and you see the changes. This is a very strong antibiotic. The doctor informed Supandi that the medicine, this is the medicine. The medicine was a very strong antibiotic. Now the third the third picture is from another comic, and this time it's Ram. Okay, Lord Rama has Lakshmana's head in his lap. Lakshmana has been hit by Indrajit's arrow and Lakshmana has fainted. So he asks Sushena, the, you know, the doctor of the Monkey King Sugriva, to save Lakshmana. So what does he say? Rama said to Sushena, save him, Sushena, you are a great physician. Remember, this is not a command, it is a request. Okay, Rama said to Sushena, save him, Sushena, you are a great physician. Now let us see how it is reported. Remember, it's a request. Okay, the tone and the context, the situation will tell you what reporting verb to use. Rama requested Sushena to save him and further said, remember we're adding, even previously we did that, and further said that he was a great physician. Okay, children, go through the module once again, listen to the audio, and I'm sure you'll understand it. Plus, children, you have worksheets and handouts for all the three modules. Okay, finish all the questions in the worksheets and submit it to your teachers and go through the module. And if you need any additional help, please ask your teachers to do it. Okay, children, I hope you understood reported speech. Okay, and please go through the exercises given in your textbook too, all the three handouts and all the three worksheets. Okay, children, it was wonderful meeting you here. Bye-bye.